I can't prove the so-called Tea Party, the one that wants to get on the ballot this November, is a sham created by the Democrats. I also can't prove the elaborately carved decoy on my bookshelf is a mallard duck either. But it has a beak, feathers, webbed feet, and a bright green head, so I call it one. Meanwhile, the ballot-seeking Tea Party is being denounced by the people who've been in front of the cameras calling themselves Tea Party activists for months. The ballot-seeking party's leadership consists of a shadowy UAW retiree named Mark Stefik, who avoids the press and has made small contributions to Democratic causes in the past. We aren't sure exactly where his Tea Party's funding comes from, but there are clear links to groups that normally work for the Democrats or in issues associated with their causes. This Tea Party also wants to run only a handful of candidates, mainly in races such as the 7th Congressional District, where diverting a little support from the Republicans might be enough to tip a few elections to the Democrats. In other words, if this Tea Party were a duck, I'd be justified in cooking it in orange sauce. It's pretty much a fraud. That's not to say that I'm an apologist for the people who are calling themselves the real Tea Party. I think they've been largely disingenuous about their ties, political and financial, to the Republican Party, of which they indeed are a sort of faction. If you doubt this, name some Democrats the non-ballot-seeking Tea Party is endorsing. But the one seeking ballot access has been stymied, at least for now. They did collect enough signatures to get on the ballot, but they've been ruled off. And, in an interesting twist, the one way the Tea Party might still get on the Michigan ballot could do the Democrats far more harm than staying off the ballot would. I'll explain. Last month, the State Board of Canvassers deadlocked 2-2 on putting the Tea Party on the ballot. The Republicans voted no, the Democrats yes. Michael Hodge, the lawyer representing this Tea Party, then filed suit to get them on. Friday, a 3-judge panel of the Michigan Court of Appeals unanimously ruled no. Their decision was evidently based on a minor mistake on the ballot petitions. Now, the party could appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court, but that might be very dangerous for the Democrats. Democrats just gained a majority on Michigan's highest court last week when the governor appointed Alton Davis to replace a Republican justice who unexpectedly retired. Republicans are trying hard to defeat him at the polls this November. Suppose the Tea Party takes their case to the high court and Justice Davis provides the deciding vote that puts them on the ballot. That would give the Republicans a tailor-made issue to use against him in November, which is the last thing Democrats want. Movements like the Tea Party spring up every few years and vanish almost as quickly. The Democrats would be smart to let them gradually cool down like a cup of too strong Earl Grey. My guess is that this is not a year, and voters are likely to be amused by what they might perceive as dirty tricks.